why do you go to work? Why do you do your work every day? Because you've got a family to support. You've got mouths to feed. There's a why already. It's just built in, right? So you have to figure out what is the why for that next thing? Like, what is the bigger why that's driving you that will make you actually want to change? Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic-Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harshaw Jr. Today, we're doing a solo episode. I'm talking to you about the secret behind rapid change. We all want to change, right? There are things about us that we want to grow, areas where we want to grow, things that we want to improve upon. How do we do that rapidly? Maybe there's something in your life where you're like, man, I've been stuck here for months or years, and I really want to make this change, and I can't seem to make that change, or maybe I see some change and I slip back to default. We're going to give you this breakdown of how to create a scenario where you can go through rapid change. And I've done this with hundreds of guys over the past decade. And by the end of this, you're going to know exactly what you need to do to make rapid change happen in your life. And I'm going to walk you through the exact steps that I took these guys through so that you can do this on your own. If you're not already, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. And if you come across this on social media, it's always helpful if you give it a share, give it a like, give it a comment. That just shows the algorithm that you like the content and helps me bring in other great guests and continue to bring you this show. So thank you in advance for the interaction there. And I love to interact on X or on Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever. I love to interact with my listeners. So jump on there, say hello, look forward to talking to you. All right. So I'm going to share with you the exact words that some of these guys shared with me after experiencing this rapid change. Here's one. This was from John. John said, I've seen and felt more personal change in myself in the past 10 weeks than any other period of my life. Think about that. 10 weeks. More personal change than in any other period of his life. Here's another one. This is from Eric. He said, I went from 30th to 4th in my company in sales nationally, and I lost 14 pounds. This, by the way, all took place in 5 weeks. This is 5 weeks. He went from 30th in his company in sales to number 4, and he lost 14 pounds. Here's the third one. This is from Matt. Matt said, this has been life-changing, and it happened fast. It was almost instantaneous that things started to click. So do you want that kind of change? Do you want to have that kind of rapid change about whatever it is? Think about that. What is that one thing? Like, man, if I could change that, I know I could crush it. If I could make this change, learn this thing, make this adjustment in my life, man, I know that I would take it to the next level. I know that I would level up. And so I'm going to share with you the process now. And the process, I'm going to relate all this back to sport. You know, that's kind of the easiest way to sort of see, because sport is played out in the world in front of us. But this is the same stuff that's happening internally in your business, in your career, in your marriage, in your health and fitness. It's all the same. So I'm going to give you sort of the sport, like how you might see this in sport, but I'm going to relate it to something that's maybe a little more relevant to you. Okay. So here's the first one. And I'm going to give you 8. And by the way, at the end, I'm going to share with you a way you can do this on your own for free. Get this framework, use this framework, and apply it to your life. And certainly you can do it for free. And of course, you can always sign up for a coaching call with me and explore how this might actually work in your life. Just go to jimharshawjr.com/apply. That just has what's accessible on my calendar, which is fairly limited, especially a lot of weeks. But there is some space available if you do want to take advantage of that and see how this can apply to your life. Okay, here we go. Number 1 of 8. You have to understand why you're doing something. You ever heard these stories about moms lifting cars off of their kids who are pinned underneath? Like, they know their why. You've heard Simon Sinek say, start with why. And we've heard this kind of said in different ways over the years. But you really have to actually do that work, right? You have to start with why. You have to start to figure out what it is that I want, but also why. Why do I want that? And to be honest, we actually, with my clients, we start with why, the why first. And then we go into what you want. The why being, what are the core values that drive me? Once you reveal those, then you can start to build out the rest of this process. And think back to when you were competing as an athlete. And I don't care if this was, you know, elementary school or high school or college or professional, you can see this framework play out there. But there was a why. There was a why behind what you were doing, right? You wanted to win. You wanted to fit in, maybe, right? You wanted to get the adulation that comes from winning, whatever it might be, you know, good or bad, there was a why there. Here's a relevant example for you right now. It's like, why do you go to work every day? Well, to get a paycheck. You know, maybe you're in business, maybe you're an entrepreneur. Like, why do you go to work? Why do you do your work every day? Because you've got a family to support. You got mouths to feed. There's a why already. It's just built in, right? So you have to figure out what is the why for that next thing? Like, what is the bigger why that's driving you that will make you actually want to change? And you have to get clear there, all right? So number one, start with why. And by the way, all of this, and if you've been a listener for any amount of time, you've heard me talk about the productive pause. All of this, like, none of this happens without doing the productive pause. All of this is predicated on hitting the pause button, not just being busy, not scrolling through your phone, not checking email, not attending meetings, not just being busy, but actually doing the opposite, stopping, reflecting, getting clear. The productive pause is this. It's a short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads to clarity of action and peace of mind. Every single one of these steps is a question. What is my why? Okay, that's number one. Number two, you now have to create a plan. There has to be clear action steps. Like when you're an athlete, what are the action steps? Well, guess what? It's really easy. Coach tells you. You don't have to plan it. Like, be at practice tomorrow and then be at the team lift. Oh, and then we're going to jump on a bus and go compete at such and such place. Like, the plan is already there. There's already clear action steps. Now, if you want to be even greater, you got to start thinking about, okay, what are these additional action steps? Maybe I'm going to do some workouts on my own. I'm going to do some off-season training, whatever it might be. But the action steps, it's very clear in sport. But what are those action steps for you now? And, you know, real world example, if you're in business and you need some VC funding or investment, then you might say, okay, it's very clear action steps. We need to raise $1 million by September 30th, like whatever that number is and whatever that date is, it's very clear what you have to do and when you have to do it by. In sport, it's very clear. For you, in this change that you want to make, number one, why do you want to make it? And number two, what are the steps that are going to get you there? And if you're still a little bit uncertain, stick around, because as I go through these eight steps, I'm going to continue to reveal and answer some of those questions that might come up from the prior steps. Okay, so step one, I told you there's eight steps. Step one is understand your why, know your why. Step two is clear action steps. Create a clear plan and action steps. Number three is you have to have a framework to follow, right? Again, in sport, we know the framework's already there. Your coach has it, and you're just showing up. 75 hard, if you've heard of this challenge, 75 hard. It's a framework, right? It's a very simple, clear framework. You follow the steps. Somebody created the framework for you. All you have to do is execute. What is 75 hard? It's just this challenge where there are five habits or rules, basically, you have to follow every day. You have to adhere to some kind of diet. You have to do, number two is you have to do 2 45-minute workouts every day. One has to be outside. Number three, you have to drink a gallon of water every day. Number four, you have to read 10 pages of a self-improvement book every day. And number five, you have to track your progress, right? So very simple. Somebody else created that. All you do is you have to follow it. So what is that for you, right? If you go to law school, there's a framework. Somebody else puts that together. And so you have to have a framework to follow. And that's what these guys who I shared these quotes from earlier in the episode is, you know, these guys had a framework, and the framework is my framework. And this framework is something I'm going to make available for free for you at the end of the show. You can follow this framework. You follow the steps, paint by colors, do what it says, and you will experience rapid change, just like these other guys. Quick interruption. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, be sure to get the notes, quotes, and links in the action plan from this episode. Just go to jimharshawjr.com/action. That's jimharshawjr.com/action to get your free copy of the action plan. Now, back to the show. I told you there's eight. That was number three. Number one was know your why. Number two is have clear action steps. Number three is have a framework to follow. And number four is reducing or increasing friction. All right. So here's an example. You're like, hey, I want to quit drinking or minimize drinking. Maybe you're like, hey, I don't want to ever have more than one drink or something like that. And if you like me, I enjoy having a beer after work. I don't do it very often. I actually hardly drink anymore at all. But at times when I crave a beer after work, if I just have one beer in the fridge, then I can only drink one. There's only one cold beer. So you can increase friction by only putting one cold beer in the fridge. You take that cold beer out, you can put another one in there. It's not going to be cold for a while. So it's going to slow you down, right? So increasing friction or reduce friction, right? Sleep in your workout clothes. You want to work out better, be more likely to work out. and follow through and have that rapid change happen, sleep in your workout clothes so you can make the workout happen. Like, what are the other ways where you can either increase friction to stopping a bad habit or reduce friction to doing the thing that is going to help you change? So for example, if you're in sales, one thing that you could do, and I've worked with a lot of sales guys, a lot of my clients are in sort of self-reliant careers where they eat what they kill and they're in business at some level, whether it's their own business or they're, you know, in sales or financial advisors or in financial services, et cetera, then there are things that you'd have to do, like habits that you have to do, and you have to reduce the friction. So one of them might be, okay, the biggest thing, most important thing for me to do is pick up the phone and call prospects or call clients. How do you reduce friction? You say, okay, all I have to do before I wrap up my workday today is create a list of 10 people to call tomorrow. Create that list. You wake up tomorrow, you get to work, and you show up. The list is already there. You just got to pick up the phone and make call number one. You're reducing friction. It's not like, okay, I've got to log into the CRM. I've got to sort it. I got to find my list. No. Like, you got to do that the night before. Reduce friction so you can start your day taking action. All right? Reduce friction. All right, number five is accountability. You're like, ah, Jim, I wanted some like magic pill you were going to give me or some special. Nope. Like, accountability. I'll be honest, most people say they want it. They talk to their kids about it. Maybe their direct reports, they say, you need to be accountable. But look in the mirror. Do you actually have the accountability? I have a business coach and I have to report to her. My wife and I have a marriage therapist and he gives us homework. There are people who I report to. I have a workout group that I'm a part of, mastermind group that I'm a part of. There are action items that come out of this and things that I'm accountable to others for this. Of course, when you're an athlete, again, it's just there. It's built in by default. Out here in the real world where you and I live, it's not there by default. You have to go get it. You have to go find it. And I'll be honest, you can say, yeah, I have a friend and we do this accountability thing. That's great. That really is great. I urge you to pay for it. Literally pay money out of your own. I'm not saying me. It can be us. It can be anybody else. I don't care. Like, you pay for it. That's real accountability. I have so many clients who work with a personal trainer. These are, you know, my clients are people who know the value of investing in accountability. And so, you know, I was talking to a guy just a couple days ago. He's a former successful athlete. He pays a freaking personal trainer. This guy, he knows his way around a weight room, but he knows that he'll actually do the work if he pays somebody. So he gets the results. Do you want results? Do you actually want results? If so, go get some hardcore accountability. All right, that's number five. All right, I told you there's eight. Number one was start with why, understanding your why. Number two, defining clear action steps. Number three, find a framework to follow. Number four, reduce or increase friction. Number five is welcome accountability. Find accountability, hardcore accountability. All right, number six. In sport, you have a win-loss record. You always know if you know what your record is, how the season's going. In sport, you always have a scoreboard. You know if you're literally winning or losing the competition that you're in right now. You might track your bench press or your 40 speed, whatever it is. It's there. You have feedback loops, and that's what number six is, feedback loops. And out here, you go, you know what? I'm just going to show up and work and kind of see how things go and, you know, I'm going to work hard. I work hard every day. Jim, I'm busy every day. So I don't need that feedback. I got instant feedback, Jim. It's just, I'm just working every day. And, you know, my customers, my business, my wife tells me how I'm doing. You know, I don't need accountability. I don't need feedback loops. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have those in sport. They're literally documented. They are on websites, they're on a scoreboard for all the fans to see, as well as you to see. You can see it, your opponent can see it. Do you have that now? Do you have a scoreboard to tell you how you did over the past 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, past year? Do you know? Do you know what your score is? We actually have a tool for this that my clients have access to. It's a scoreboard. And you need that as well. However that works for you, I encourage you to consider this really simple habit along this line, along the feedback loop of just once a month, setting 15 or 20 minutes on your calendar where you go back through and review your goals. You do a review of your goals. And if you don't have your goals, go back to step two, all right? Create a clear plan of action. Define your action plan, your next steps. But you've got to come back and score it then on a regular basis and then define what my next steps are, all right? Feedback loops. Like, man, I walk off the wrestling mat and coach is chirping in my ear right away. Jim, your stance and your leg, this right leg was too far forward and you're coming out of this and you were doing that. And it's the feedback is immediate, right? You're getting it. You obviously, your feedback's immediate from the win-loss record and your scoreboard. And then you got feedback immediately from your coach. All right, that's number six. Number seven out of eight. I keep saying eight. It's actually nine. I lied to you. There's actually nine. All right, seven is get around other people who are doing the same thing, who are either seeking the same change that you want or have already made that change. In sports, again, very obvious. You're around other people who are doing the sport, right? Who are, you know, running the sprints, who are in the weight room, who are doing the hard things, waking up early, staying late, playing through injury. It's just there, right? It's just there by it is not right now. What you're looking for, the level of people that you're looking for, it's not there by default. You have to seek it out. You have to find it. This is why my client retreat is full. It's literally sold out in full right now. Because these are people who want to be around other people, like-minded people who are living their life at a high standard, even though they know that they can live at a higher standard and they're struggling and they're failing in certain ways and crushing it in other ways. Like, they want to crush it in every area, right? Their standard is high and they want to be around other people with high standards in terms of fatherhood, in terms of fitness, in terms of business, in terms of wealth. You want to be around those people? Like, you won't be by default. You have to seek that out. We call this the environment of excellence. The environment of excellence. All right. So that's number seven of nine, not eight, nine. All right. So go through them real quick again. Understand your why. Number one is understand your why. Number two is have clear action steps. Number three, have a framework to follow. Number four is increase or reduce friction. Number five, accountability. Number six, feedback loops. Number seven, environment of excellence. Get around other people doing the same thing. All right, here's number eight. You're not going to like this, but you got to have skin in the game. You got to have skin in the game. Here's an example. You're like down to the last bite of a meal and you are so full, but you're like, man, I paid for this. I paid for this meal, but I'm so full. I've got to eat it. I don't subscribe to that actually anymore. I used to, just because of my mindset growing up was always sort of, you know, mindset of lack, but now I believe in abundance. And when you have that mindset of lack, it's like, I paid for this, therefore I have to eat, even if it's the wrong thing, even if it's like dessert. And my mindset now is like, I don't have to finish it. What is the best decision right now? Yeah, sure, I already paid for it, but the best decision is not taking another bite of this unhealthy food or this dessert or this pasta or whatever it is. But if you have skin in the game, you're more likely to follow through and push through and do it. Like, if you sign up for a Spartan race, they're not cheap, but they're a great experience, by the way. I've done several, but they're, I don't know, a couple $100. You're going to follow through because you paid for it. Despite the pain that you might have to go through, you got an injury. I paid for this thing, so I've got to follow through. Do you have skin in the game? If there's skin in the game, you're more likely to follow through. And it's the same for your business or putting your phone down, whatever it is. Like, you want to do more of or less of or whatever rapid change you want to experience, do you have skin in the game? I'll be honest. I've got clients who, you know, most of my clients just crush it. You know, they have this great experience. But, you know, there have been times when their company would pay for it and those guys never get the same results. Not because the program's any different for them. They don't have skin in the game. So I really avoid that. There's a requirement that you pay something now. Even if your company is going to pick up the tab, you have to pay something. Because if you don't have skin in the game, you're going to half-ass it. That doesn't work. That doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for our community. You've got to have skin in the game. And if you have skin in the game, you're going to execute. So that is a way, if you want to create rapid change, have skin in the game. All those guys that I shared those quotes from earlier about experiencing more change in myself in the past 10 weeks in any other period in my life, or going from 30th to 4th in the nation in my company in sales and losing 14 pounds in 5 weeks. These guys, they all laid down cash. They laid down money to make this happen. And here's number 9, find someone who's helped others achieve the same thing. When I was wrestling, I had a coach who, I actually had several coaches who I consider some of my best coaches that never achieved anything close to what I achieved, but they helped others do it. Right? So finding coaches or people who can help you, who can guide you, that have helped other people do the same thing. Like finding others who have helped others do the thing that you're trying to change, the rapid change you're trying to experience. And those people aren't necessarily just your neighbors, right? Those aren't your friends. Those aren't the next podcast or the next book that you want to read. You know, listen to the podcast episode, read the book, you know, watch the YouTube video. But you have to actually get that person in your life. So that's number 9. All right, I'm going to review these again really quickly, and I'm going to tell you how you can actually take action on this for free. No skin in the game. So I'm going to encourage you to find a way to put some skin in the game here. But number 1, start with why. Number 2, have clear action steps, clear goals, and the steps needed to achieve those. Number 3, find a framework to follow. Number 4, increase or reduce friction. Number 5, accountability. Find a hardcore accountability so you execute. Number 6, create feedback loops. Number 7, get around other people doing the same thing. Number 8, get some skin in the game. Number 9, find people who have helped others achieve the same thing. And listen, all of this, if this sounds confusing or like a lot, I can't take all those bites at once here. All this is built literally directly into our program. You can get free access to the entire framework if you go to jimharshajr.com/free. Literally, you get access to the entire framework. Like I don't hold anything back. You get access, you understand, you're walking through the entire framework for free. And if you want to get some free virtual coaching, go to coachgmai.com. This is actually, if you go to the first link I gave you, you're going to get access to Coach Jim AI. But this is a chatbot version of me in the coaching program where it's going to help you execute. And you have questions, you can ask questions and get feedback. It's not me, but it's trained to respond as I would. All right. Listen, don't let this go in one ear out the other. Take action on this. Jump on a call with me or, you know, go to jimharsherjr.com/apply or jimharsherjr.com/free to get access to the free program. Share this with a friend. Again, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure that you comment or engage with me on social media. I look forward to engaging with you over there. All right, take action. Good luck.